Vayter in Shas. We're in Bava Basa Daf Chav Dalet. Pick a bone. Chav Gimel Beis Bada Bava on a page. Five limbs up from the bottom. Continuing on, trying to knock at Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina had said that when you have two things coming one against the other, Rov versus Karov, that you go after Rov. Go by the majority rather than go by what's closest. We tried to knock him out. We weren't successful. Now we continue. Toshima Nimsa Bein Shnei Shovchos. We said that if a bird is found between two different dovecotes, then what's it then? Karov Lazesh Shalov. Karov Lazesh Shalov. If it's closer, whichever one is closest to, that's what it belongs to. Hold on 1 second. That seems to be saying there's no distinction. So even in a case where you have one of them is much bigger than the other, and therefore must see that even though you're going to have A and B, and it's closer, let's say a drop closer to B, but A is much larger, seems like you go with Karov and not by Rov. What are you going to say then? Oh, it goes against Rev. Chanina says Gemara 9. That's not Araya. You know why? I'm glad you asked. Hachamai Skinon, Shishneim Shavim. We're talking about a case where both of them are equal. That's just the case. When both are equal, then whichever one is closer to it goes to. In fact, the Gemara, Veliza Basar Ruba D'Alma. Why don't we go according to the majority of the world? In which case, I should be able to keep it. I don't have to return it to one of these two over here. That's the Gemara. Hachamai Skinon, what are we talking about? Beep, turn the page. Chavtalam and Aleph. Bishvil Shel Kramim. We're talking about a case where are these dovecotes? They're between the two dovecotes is a path of vineyards. In that case, even if you find the bird, it's more than 50 amos from one of them, then we don't say that it's not able to fly, and it could have hopped more than 50 amos because it's going through the vines. Now, since it can't fly, then what's the din? The im isa, the me alma asi, if you want to say that it came from somewhere else, you know, some besides these, came into midade lo matziasi. Now, since this thing is hopping along, it couldn't have come from something further. Chol de mididadi, v'hadi chazi le'lekine, mididadi, I don't know how to pronounce this. V'lo, lo mididadi. Right? Because when is it true that it hops along? That's only if it feels comfortable. It could still see its home. It could still see its dovecote. Chol de mididadi, v'chazi returns back and he sees it, it continues. It'll keep hopping. But if not, then it stops hopping. So since these vineyards are blocking the sight of the other ones from the path, then it wouldn't have hopped from those other ones to this path over here. And that's why, nice try, nada. We even have a Mishnah which comes along and backs up this idea of Chanina, that he says if you have Rov against Karov, then you go according to Rov. Now what's the case over here? Now just a little bit of anatomy to understand. Not going to go too into detail here, but we know the woman has a prosdor, it's called, which literally means a corridor, a hallway that leads into the body, that then goes to one of two places. We have the three areas that we're going to be discussing here is the hallway leading into the body that goes to the makor, aka the uterus, and then above that you have some another area which is called the aliyah, the upper area. So now you could have dam that's coming from an upper area, you can have a dam that's coming from the makor. If it's coming from the makor, then the dam that comes out is going to be tummy. If it's coming from the aliyah, then it's going to be tahor. Now if you find it in the canal that's leading to the makor, so then that's the discussion here. Dam shen is b'prosdar sfeiko tummy. The din is that if it's a suffix, what it is, we say that it's tame. Because we say mistame came from the makor, that makes the most sense. Coming from the aliyah would have to be some sort of cut or something not natural. But the point is that here the chazos come from the makor. Even though the aliyah is closer, right, and it's karov to the alleyway, still nonetheless to the hallway. Nonetheless, we still be go according to say this came from the makor, which is the. Which now means that we're going according to Rov. Beautiful. So we have a Mishnah which backs us up. Amalei Rava, not a Raya. Because Rov umatsui kamart. Because in this case, it's not just, you're not just dealing with Rov versus Karov. You're dealing with Rov and Matsui. Its majority is coming from the Makor. And it's general, and Matsui means it's commonly found over there as well. That's where it's going to come from. Rashi says, Rov umatsui dam of Rabim Yosef Mishel Aliyah, that's in terms of Rov. Ve'ochim Tedirin Lozuv Misham. It makes it often the blood, that's where it comes from. With Demeha Aliyah, ain't Tedirin Lotzei Spa. It doesn't generally come from over there. So then that being the case, so now you have Rov Umatsoi. So now it's not one against one, Rov versus Karov. It's Rov and Matsoi against Karov. And Rov and Matsoi, Lekel Man Damar, there's no one that's going to actually argue on the Rabbi Rashi says, Les Lekel Man de Polygal Rabbi Chanina. Clearly no one's going to argue over there. And so we're going to say that it came from Rov over there. Point is, you don't have that as a Rai anymore. Now, just a little foreshadow over here. But we're going to end off by saying that Rava ends up retracting from this and saying that this is a raya for Rov. But for now, we don't have a raya. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya taught, dominance of a prosdor, if you have dam, it's found in the prosdor, in that, the corridor. Chayav amalav al bias mikdash. This Rabbi Chiya is saying straight up, it's not even a suffix, for sure, this woman is tame, because we're going to say again that this is something that is coming from, this is Rov, this is Matsoi, nothing to talk about. Chayav malav al bias mikdash, visorfin alav is atshuma. If she comes into the bias mikdash when she is tame, then she's going to be chayav to bring a carbon chatos, because if it was a suffix, then you can't bring a carbon chatos, because then it's being chul nazar. That for sure you can't do. Visorfin alav is atshuma, and also if she touches shuma, you're going to burn it. Rashi says, the lo misafkina le kemevi chul nazar, divadi damnida, we say for sure it's damnida, visorfin alav atshuma, v'lo mean in suffiku, v'tola and v'lo chlem v'lo suffik. We don't say it's a suffix, and we just leave it, you don't burn it, but you don't eat it. Rather, we say, Father, you burn it. Amar Rava, Rava now comes and says, Shema Mina, mid Rabbi Chiya Tlas. We learn from Rabbi Chiya three things. Shema Mina, Rov, Vikarov, Halechacha Rov. You have Rov versus Karov, you go after the Rov. Even though we just said a second ago, that doesn't really make sense because we don't have a Raya from here, because that's Rov and Matzah against Karov. But we're going to see the reason why we say Rov, Vikarov, Halechacha Rov, because Rov actually was Hadar from there, and that we're going to see in the Gemara, but just preempting. Shema Mina was to learn out, Ruba de Oraisa. We learn out that Rov is de Oraisa, that because if it's Darabanan, right, that her tumah is midarabanan, you wouldn't bring a chatas or bring truma because of that. So once it's Daraisa, Ushma Mina, and also you learn out, Isa the Rav Zera, that we hold like Rav Zera. What's Rav Zera? I'm glad you asked. Dam Rav Zera. Rav Zera says, this is talking about a Gemara that comes up in Ksuvas, way, way throwback. Throwback way back. A Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Tesvav, that this is Tesha Chanuyos. Dam Rav Zera. Rav Zera says, this is talking about, let's see if you find a piece of meat in the street, in a place where majority of the butchers there, they sell kosher meat. But vast majority is kosher meat. Medina Nulos. Now there's two different types of things that could happen. The general principle is that we would say you need a rove in order to go ahead, in order to win. Since majority of the place over there is sold, meat over there is sold by Jews, by kosher, it's kosher, therefore we say that it's kosher. But there's another principle that maybe, there's another opinion that says maybe you need two roves. Not only rove of that city, but also rove of the surrounding cities. Because even let's say you have nine stores that are kosher and one store that's treif, and you find meat around there, and then we say that, okay, the majority is kosher, but maybe there's people that live in the surrounding areas that are not, that are treif, and then they brought it in over there. So maybe you would think that you need to have also the majority of people bring it in. So now we're going and saying that Medina Ulos, even though the doors of the Medina are locked, in other words, no one's bringing anything outside, there's only one rove over here, still we're going to say that that you can go out and it's going to be good. Daha isha the chidal sus medina nulos damir, because a woman is similar to the case of that the doors are locked because the dam is not coming from anywhere else. It's just coming from her place over there. And what do we say? Afilach is in a basaruba, and still we go according to the rove. There must be the only need to have one rove. So we see it must be that he's correct that the Shema Mina that we also hold like Rav Zera. The Ha Rava who took Amar, affecting Gamar now on the very first statement which we already dealt with. Rava says Rova Matsoi Lekalamandamar. You can't go in. No one's going to argue on that. That it's going to win. But what about Rove versus Matsoi versus Karov? Sorry. We don't know. It was the Gemara, Hadar Bei Rav Me'ahi. Rav backed down from that, and he says, no, really, it is a good Raya, and it is good enough, even if it's just Rav. Let's say you have this keg of wine, and we don't know where it came from, but it's floating in the river. Rashi says, Chavish El Yayin. Amar Rav, Rav says, Nimsis, can I get Yeshua by Yisrael, Mutter, if you find it by the city, which the majority of them are Jews, it's Mutter. Can I get Yeshua, Ruben, Nachrim, Asira? This is Rav. If it's next to a place with Rav Jews, you're good. Next to a place of Rav Kayim, it's no good. Shmuel Amar Shmuel, he says, I feel him, says, can I get an ear? Shabubi Yisrael Asira. Even if it's by the town which the majority of Jews, it's still going to be Asir. Amar, because we could say, Mehai the Kira Asoi. What's Hai the Kira, you ask? So Rashi tells us Hai the Kira is a place. Shem Chusu al Nar Pras, Kadam Kedushin, Gomor Kedushin, Beis, Lenin Yuchsin, Uvigitin, Vein Yisrael, Matsuin, Shem. There's no Jews over there. Vahula Malami Pras, it's up, it's more north from the Euphrates. Vichol Chavis Lavo, Misham, Etzlenu. It could be that it came up from over there. So for Rav says, if you find the opposite Jews, it's good, opposite Goyim, it's no good. And Rishmol says, even if my Jews, no good, because maybe it came from non Jews and it came from all the way up in the river and it came down river, downstream. So Lame at the Rabbi Chanina, come and Felicia, we say that there are in the world of Chanina, whether or not you hold of Rov or of Karov, Damar Isle Rav Chanina, that Shmuel, who says that it's going to be Aser, must be that he holds that you go according to Rov. And since majority is even if it's found by Yidden, but there's Goyim that's surrounding it, therefore you say that's no good, and that goes to Rav Chanina. Well, Mar Lesley, the Rav Chanina, and Rav, who says that if it's fine near Jews, then it's good, he must be, he argues and he goes by Karov. Everything more low. Not true. The Kulei Amos Lid Rav Chanina, everybody holds like Rav Chanina. That we say we go according to Rov. Aye, so how would it be over here that Rav would say that it's going to be Mutter? It seems to say it's going according to Karov. What's the argument over? Damar Salva, Rav says it didn't come from Hai Dekira. Couldn't have been it came from over there. Im Isa the Mehai Dekira Asay, because if you want to say that's where it came from, Akuli Pshui have a Matbele. What happened is that there's along the river, they have all these like areas which is rocky and these holes, and it's going to get sunk and knocked down. It's never going to make it in the first place. It's just too far. Well, Marisav, the other one, there's these whirlpools along the way and it just buries it. Marisav, the other one says, Charifta Nadarna Katavasa. No, it could have been it came right straight through the middle of the river. Rav, she says, Shema Mitchilas Nafla, Bem Tsoysana in the middle, but welcome Chosko, and where it's strong. Mutsa Samayim Biosa, and because of the strength of the water and the flowing of it, it brought it. Velo, Henichasa, Lintos Yaminasol didn't cause it to go right or left, and therefore it made it all the way there. So really, they all hold Rove, but the question is, what did this case come to a Rove curve discussion even? Next, Ahu Chatzpa, the Chamra, the Ishtakach, Befardisa, the Arla, there's a barrel of wine that they found in a vineyard of Arla. Rashi says, Bekerim Shal Arla, Atabardisa of Arla. Shai Ravina. Now the question is, what is this? As we're going to see, the question is this something that did the wine get stolen from here, in which case it's Orla, or did it come from another vineyard? And Ravina says, it's mutter, it's good to go. Rashi says, we're not worried that maybe they stole it from this particular carom and they put it here. Want to see maybe the reason Ravina said it's good is because he's maskim to Ravina, and that he would say that wine came from what? From something that's not Arla. Majority of the world is not Arla. This one is. This is Karov, must be his holding like that. So it's Gemara, no, not Araya. Shiny awesome. Over there, it's different. Maybe the reason why he's saying straight up it's going to come from this vineyard, the imig of Mene, because really, if it would have been stolen from that particular thing, then Atsnuya begave lo matsnuya. Ganavim wouldn't have stored it right where they stole it. Rashi says, Ain derech ganavim latsnuya hayayin bemakam shganvu. It's not the way to go and put the wine in a place where they stole it from. Mishum, the misari shami yimtseu derech ganavim. Because maybe the people that step on the wine in order to have the wine come out, they're going to find it over there and he's going to get, he's going to get busted. So he wouldn't have done that. Vahandi milicham, this is talking about wine. But when it comes to grapes, he would. Because grapes, you don't have all the people that are around over there because the stuff just has to grow. But when it comes to the wine part, then people are going and stepping on it to go and crush and get the grapes, the wine out, then people would see it. Okay, story time. Hanu Ziki de Chamre, there were these, Rashi says, nodos. Nodos are these flasks made out of leather. They're these bags of flasks of wine. Deshkachan bekupai. They're found. Bekupai, Rashi says, Tumunim bin gefanim shebekerim v'isha yisrael. They're found hidden within the vines of a kerim, of a vineyard, and it belonged to a yid. The question is, where does flask come from? And what happened? Shronim Rava matered it to be a drink. Now, Lema lo savalok lid Rabbi Chanina. Let's say he doesn't hold Rabbi Chanina. He's going according to Karov here, saying, oh, look, it's by the yid, so it's good. Rashi says that Leli Chachar Rov. He's not going according to Rov. Ela Achar Karov. Vekan Yisrael Matsuyin Yosem Minachrim. Over here, there's more Jews than Goyim. Velo Zinabasaru, but that one isn't going according to the majority of the world to say that maybe it came from a guy. So says the Gemara. No, Shani Hasam. That case is different. Peep, turn the page. Tishfuchai Yisrael Ninu. Because this is like a normal thing that was done by Yidden. Rashi says, Shofche Yain Minachavis. They would take from the barrel and they'd pour from the wine into Nodos, these flasks, Limkor Lo Over Drachim, to sell to the people passing through the town. But Medina Zoske, the Messiah, like we're going to see right now. So, That's why we say that it belongs to them, because they're the ones who did it. This is talking about if the bags are big, large bags. Rashi says, I'm not going to be worried. It came from other people. Rather, it came from Yidden because of these big bags. About Zutre. But if they're the smaller, if they're smaller bags, then we're going to say it fell from the over Derachim, and over there, the ones that are non-Jews. But if you find these large bags with small bags, then even the small ones are going to be mutter, because the large ones came from the merchant of wine, because travelers don't carry these big ones with them. And the small ones, we can see he's put it on the opposite side to balance out the animal, the wine there. Rashi says, to be able to balance out this burden that the hamor is carrying, because she know those zeh gadol mizeh ma tamach min amasa letzadecha minicha note katan etzla hashvos amasa. When you have one big one a little bit bigger than the other ones, you put these smaller ones in order to go ahead and to weigh it to shivoy mishkal. Just have it to be balanced. Now, again, let's understand clearly what just happened over there. If you have these big bags of wine, that's from the merchants, because they would put it from there into the smaller ones, right? So if the big one is from the Yid. If it's a smaller one, then not necessarily, unless the smaller one is coming next to the big ones, then we say it's all Yidden. Okay, back to business here. Back to Bava Basra. Here we go. Marchikin is the Elin min ha'ir, Esef v'chamishtam, Amma. You have to distance a tree 25 Amos from the edge of the city. Rashi says, B'gamar refarsh, Mishum noya ir. You want the city to look nice. L'fisha noy le'ir, k'sheish merchav panoy l'fanao. When you come up to a city, and if you see that as you approach it, it's a nice and open area, beautiful, it's nice to the city, but it's all full of stuff that doesn't look so nice. So we distance a tree from the edge of the city 25 Amos. L'b'charuv v'shikma, when it comes to carob or sycamore trees, then we do even more. Rashi says on Fame Ram, they have a lot of branches. It's going to look not so nice. So you move it 50 amas. Abashalom or kol ilan srak, hamisha mamma, if it's ilan srak, which means the trees that don't grow any fruits, then you have to move it 50 amas away. Rashi says genai hulir, because it's a genai for the city. Ve'ema ir kadma. Let's say the city was there first, and then you put a tree afterwards. Kot seis ve'enu no sedam, you cut down the tree, and the guy doesn't get paid for it. Ve'em ilan kadma, the tree was there, and then the city comes once to build. Kot seis ve'enu sedam, they cut it down, and they give him money. Rashi says, misha ir shalo, you pay the guy whose tree, whose it was. Suffix zek kadma, and answer which one was first. Kot seis, you cut it down, and you don't have to go and compensate for it. It says Gemara, my time. What's the reason why you distance it? Amar Ula, Mishum Noya Ir, want the beautiful of the city. Vatepa Glei, hold on a second. Why don't we say this Issa that planted within the city, and 25 Amos? We learned that already from another Mishnah. De'enos Sada Migrash, Velo Migrash Sada. You're not allowed to go and make a field into a Migrash. Migrash was a big open area, and the field were fields that they used to go and plant on. Rashi says this is a Mishnah in the last parak of Erechin, Daflam. On Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, Omigrash Elif Amo, who is 1,000 Amos, so Chol Elif Amo, Osir Lasoso Sadi Kimik into a field, Kasak Kadaitach Lo Sada Lovin, Lo Sada Ilan. This is, we think it means not a Sada Lovin, which means a grain field, and not a Sada Ilan, not to plant trees there either. So, Velomigrash Sada, so you can't flip one into the other or the other into one. So, we clearly already see there, you're not allowed to go ahead and cut off, you're not allowed to. The fact that you can't put trees in that area. Clearly, we know that already. It says Gemara, Lo Tzricha L'Rabbi Elazar. We need a coin to Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Osin Sada Migrash Migrash Sada. He's of the opinion you can flip and flop. You can make a Migrash into a Sada, an open field into a field with where you plant trees or grain, and vice versa. Ha'cha, but Armis is talking about within 25 miles on the city, Mishum Noi Ha'ir Lo Avdina. For the sake of the beautification of it, we don't do it. The Rabbanan Nami, even according to the Rabbanan, the Amar Ein Osin Sada Migrash V'lo Migrash Sada. You're not allowed to flip a roux. Hanami Lizraim, that's only talking about grain. Avalilana Savina. When it comes to trees, you are allowed to do it. Rashi says b'toch elef ama v'hacha, but Armish is telling us that within 25 amas mishum noya you're low, you're not allowed to do it because of the beauty of the city. So when that statement over there was saying that you're not allowed to go and do a flipperoo, that wasn't including trees. But v'yas, that's even saying include trees within 25 amas. Uminatimri, how do we know this? The shiny being zroim leinos, so the difference between grain, like making a field, a grain field, and making a tree field. When you're talking about the migrash, when you're flipping over the migrash, the time we're looking at braisa karpef yosim beis asayim, a karpef that's bigger than two base sa'a, shahukaf adira, which is enclosed for people to go and live over there. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to go and carry on Shabbos. Now, no matter how big it ends up being. Rashi explains, so asayim hu shir chatzar mishkan, v'nasnu chachamim shir l'chol hekef, shalo hukaf l'dor besocho, So that means you're not going to carry in Shabbos Dalet Amos in this area. It's also to go and carry, which is a rabbin. And the Chacham says also to carry Dalet Amos in a place that's bigger than the area of the Beis HaMikdash, which comes out to the base, two Beis Sash, is 5,000 square Amos. And this is... This is only by a karfeif, which is known as this non-residential area that's enclosed. But if it's used to go and live in, then you are allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to be hanging out over there and carrying there. So he says, "Brisa karfeif yosem yisasayim shu ladira shukav ladira nizaruba of a majority of it where it has seeds. They sown it with seeds. Haru kigina v'aser. Now it ends up being a gina, and therefore it's going to be aser to carry over there because it's no longer able to live over there, and therefore it doesn't. You know, it's like a karfeif. It's aser. Nita ruba, but a majority of it." Was planted. Rashi says a bit ilanos, any ilanos mevatel towards diroso. The trees are not mevatel them living there. The harehu kechatzir shlefnei abatim she kifula diro mutter. Therefore, it's mutter. Harehu kechatzir mutter says the gemara. It's a kechatzir and it's going to be mutter. So from here, kum duchois, you see the difference between whether you're doing seeds or you're doing trees. Seeds is going to change it. When it comes to trees, it will not change the status. Okay, so you're allowed to put the trees in the Migrash, and it's not a problem. It says the Mishnah, if the city was there first, and the tree was put after, you cut down the tree, and the city doesn't have to compensate. But hold on a second, why is this any different? That why is it different than a boar? Yet, we are going to see very, very soon, to Katani, we're going to see in the Mishnah, tomorrow's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, Ma'ishnah Gabi Bor, what's the difference in this case of a tree that's planted within 25 amos, this and the case of trees of 25 of a neighbor's boar of his pit. The Katani, what do we see over there? Kotzin vinosin damim. We did it illegally, you cut it down, and you pay him, you compensate him. But over here, what's it then? The Katani, kotzin vinosin damim. You cut it down, and you don't compensate him. Why does he have to go and pay, just like the pit? Rav Kahana, kidder de beishutve lo chamima lo krira. We have a pot, the two people are in charge of, it's not hot, it's not cold. It's like there's too many cooks in the kitchen. That's the expression here. Everyone's being so much on the other one to take care of it. Meaning, if he doesn't have to cut down the tree unless the city pays him, it's never going to get cut down because no one in the city is going to go ahead and consent to go and pay to pay him for it. So it's never going to happen. Therefore, we say cut it down. Umay kush, in fact, remember, why do you even have a question here? Dilma shiny hezigad rabbim hezigad reyachid. Maybe there's a difference between damage for the rabbim, damage for the yachid. Right? Even though somebody gets paid for cutting the tree, for someone who's, you know, for the pit, you don't do it when it comes to the rabbim. So the Gemara says, okay, nechinami, ela iyetmar the Rav Kahana, if you want to see Rav Kahana shtickel, asefer yetmar. It must be said on the seifa, that im ha'ilan kadam kotzitz v'nosin damim. If the tree came first, and then the city was built afterwards, you cut it down, and you go and you pay the guy. V'alem elahu affect the Gemara, but let the owner of the tree, that say the people there, havali b'risha demev ha'darikitz. No, pay me first, and then I'm going to cut it down. Why does he have to cut it down first? Rav Kahana, again, because of that statement, kidra deve shutfei lochamu lochrira, you have the pot, when you have two cooks there, it's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold. That is, that if he's going to go and leave the tree there until he gets paid, it's never going to cut down because no one's going to want to go be the first one to go pay. Therefore, what do they say? They go cut it down first, and if they don't pay him, then they can take him to Beis Din and deal with it. As I gazakt, Rashi HaKadosh. Next, Safek Zeh Kadom, Safek Zeh Kadom, Kotzit Vein Anosin Damim. If you're not sure whether it was the town first or if it was the tree that was there first, so what do? You go and you cut it, and you don't pay him. But Ma'ish Tomi Bor, why is it different than the case of a boar? Oh, that if the tree is planted over there, the Amar Lo Yakutz, where the Mishnah says that if you're not sure whether the tree or the pit came first, you don't have to cut it down. You leave it over there. Hold on. Why is that? Over here we say you cut it down. It says, Hasam over there, Devadai, in a case where the tree that definitely came first, Lav Lemeketskai, it doesn't have to be cut down. Sveikonami, the case of Safek, also, Lo Minan Lake Coats, you don't tell them to cut it down. But Hacha over here, in the case where it was planted by a city, Devadai, even if a tree definitely came before the city, Lemeketskai, still gets cut down. Sveikonami, then when it says Safek also, you go out of Minan Lake Coats, say cut it down. Vimishom Demay, if you want to do about money, Minan Lake, we say to the guy, I see Raya, go, bring a Raya that you were there first, and then take the money. That would be the difference. Zuckdenek's Heiliger Mishnah. We're going to talk about something known now as a granary. A granary, we know that what happened is you have this where they would take all the stuff that they have there. They would throw it up. They would do winnowing where they would throw up the stuff. And what happened? It would separate the grain and the chaff. The grain would fall down. The chaff would go out. And we're going to talk right now about an open-air granary where it's outside. And what happens is when they go and they throw that, and what's going to be the din in such a case? if the chaff goes up and it hits all the city there, then it's going to go and it's going to mess it up. It's going to dry out the stuff, or it's going to injure people or something like that. So now it says, because of that, says the Mishnah, Rechikin is a goren kavua min ha'ir chamishim ama. You have to separate, Rashi says, kavua means b'gemara from the farish mic of Yosef. It's going to explain what exactly kavua is. Chamishim ama, b'nei ha'motza mazik is min ha'ir, because of the chaff that's going to ruin the people, because shuzor, when it's thrown up, you zor winnowing, v'gam ezroim, who yabish, he goes and it gets all dried out. So you have to distance it. Lo yasa adam goren kavua b'soch shelo. A person can't make a permanent granary in his property. Elam kin yesh lo chamishim amr l'chol ruach, unless he has 50 amas in every direction. And not only that, umarchikin min tiyosav shel chavero uminiro. You have to distance the granary from the neighbor's Nitios, these small trees, saplings, and from his plowed field, which I'll explain in a second, Bechadesh lo yazik, enough that when the chaff comes, it's not going to go, it's not going to ruin it. Rashi points out that what was we talking about? It was normal for farmers to plow furrows in the field during the summer in order to prepare for the next winter's planting, to destroy the roots of anything that's in the previous season. And the chaff can go and ruin that field. As Rashi says over here, that Ubigamar Mefarish, my Hezek demotes Lanier. How is the chaff going to mess up the near, this plowed field? Rashi says, near, he Charisha Shacharshin Bimeakai. So we do with the Charisha, they would plow it during the summer month. Vein Zoran Bo Ad Yamos Acharif. They would only wait until the days of the winter. Kadish Yamusu Shrosha Kotzim. So all the Shroshim of the Kotzim, Savim, would go and die. Kadisiv Nir Lachem Nir Vaal Tizro El Kotzim. Okay, says the High Ligay Gemara. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Hold on one second over here. It seems to go in the be a contradiction. What's the difference in the first case of the Mishnah, which says it's got to be 50 amos, and the letter, the last case of the Mishnah, which says it could even be less than that, right? It says Bekidei Shelo Yazik. Rabbi Seifa on the Goren Shein Kavua. The latter case is talking about a temporary one that's not kavua, temporary granary. Therefore, you don't have to do it as much. Hechidami Goren Shein Kavua. What's called a temporary one? Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina Kol Sheinu Zora Barachas. You don't use a shovel to go ahead and to separate the chaff from the grain. When they would use like the shovel, you kind of stick it in like the pitchfork thing, you throw it up in the air, then it goes a great distance. But when it's a smaller amount of stuff over there, then the wind kind of does it on its own. It doesn't go so far. Rashi says, She'ein ha'kri gadol. It's not a big pile. Ve'ein tzarech lizros barachas. You don't have to take a rachas, which is that type of winnowing tool, and throw it up. El haruach min ha'shavas b'kri. V'hamotz nadaf me'elav goes by itself. Rachas, etc. Kishakri gadol tzarech la'gbiot. For berachas, you had to pick up a chunk of zorich klapi ma'ala, throw it up. Veruach when the shavas v'tochefes hamotz meruchak. Then it goes and throws even further. Avash yamar matam kamar. It's a matam. The second part of the mishnah is giving the reason that 50 amos is needed. By time of rechikin goren kavua min ha'ir chamishim ama kedei shelo yazik, in order that it doesn't go in damage. Not giving you two different cases. Explain that's what's basically happening. Meisvei frekta gemara akasha on abaye. Marchikin is the price that says Marchikin goin kavu min ha'ir chamishim ama ukeshim shemarchikin min ha'ir chamishim ama kach marchikin. So you have to distance midiluav umikishuav mitiosav uminiru shal chaver chamishim ama. You have to separate this is all 50 amas kadesh lo yazik in order it doesn't damage anymore. But we see over here what the price is saying, that maybe this chaff, this stuff that's getting thrown, is going to cause damage, and that's the reason that's going to move 50 amos. And therefore, we should say also Bishlam of Ashi Nicha. This makes sense according to Rav Ashi. That's how we explain the Mishnah. El Abaye Kasha. This is a Kasha against Abaye. And for the Gemara classic style, Kasha. Yeah, good question. It's a good question. Okay, now how is it going to go in damage? Bishlam Mimi Kushuusav Medluyav. We're talking about Kishuyim and Deluyim, which are cucumbers and gourds. The Azal Afkava Asabilibi the Masavili, because this chaff flies off and it goes to the part of the plant. And it basically, literally, the libe, the heart of the plant, and it goes in, what does it do? It dries it out. Elami Nero am I. But what's the problem with the plowed field? How's that going to impact the plowed field? Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Vitim Rava Abba Bar Zavda, Bar Zutra, Mipnei, if the distance is a Y, Mipnei, beep, turn the page, Chafei, Shosa Oso Glau. This stuff that falls on this field, it makes the soil into manure. and it becomes way too much fertilized, and it's over fertilization is going to ruin the crops. As Rashi says, Mar belo zevil v'sorif es azroim shen izrubo. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.